The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We're with you on this Tuesday, the 26th of February, 2013. And I'm joined by Paul Drockton. Hello, Paul.
How you doing, John?
Fair to Midland, mostly good, under quiet skies here in Central Texas. Yesterday it was so doggone windy. It was blowing tractor trailers over on one of their pay roads down here. And Paul, I couldn't even get out of my car yesterday. I was at a gas station. I couldn't even push the door open.
Wow.
So somebody's telling me there's 50-mile-an-hour winds. I said, they're 60 or better. And lo and behold, I'm not a weatherman. I didn't have my little wind machine measurer out there, and I nailed it within 1 mile an hour. I said it was 60. We had wind gusts of supposedly 61 miles an hour yesterday. Uh-huh. Yeah. People out in the panhandle of Texas, God love it, you Lubbock people out there. A couple feet of snow and then those high winds, and they've got drifts 8 foot high. So very interesting weather times.
Understate the weather, overstate the economy.
There you go. You know, everything's fine. You know, Michelle Obama dropped into the Emmys. The Oscars. Thank you. Emmy, Oscar. Isn't Emmy Oscar's sister? Anyhow. Jack Nicholson had the pleasure of introducing. And that's the only thing I've seen. I don't watch the Hollywood claptrap. And since guns was such a big issue and Hollywood is such a big purveyor of all that violence, why didn't she use that as a political statement? Instead, she just slathered all over the fine people out in Hollywood. And I guess that's after she took her multi-million-dollar skiing vacation in Colorado. Hey, she could have saved some money. We could have flown her down here in a cheap airline. She could have gone over a hill and over Dale on the drifts in Lubbock, Texas. You know, save a few bucks. God. At any rate, I have ranting Andy Hoffman. Andy.
Yes.
How are you?
Good. I'm glad that I didn't run into Michelle Obama because I live in Colorado. She just makes me sick to my stomach.
Well, and you know, this ain't Camelot, and this is not JFK's wife, that's for sure. The only thing this woman knows how to do is spend money and go on lavish vacations. Seriously, if she's a real political hack for a hubby, why didn't she do an anti-gun message during the Oscars?
Yeah, at least Kennedy, she spent her own money.
Yeah, well, she had a little she had a little money to spend. I mean, these weren't thread-worn people just, you know, dragging their tattered luggage into the White House. These were the Kennedys, after all. I'll tell you what, guys, we're coming up on a break here. Let's take that. We'll get on to the financial. I don't even know what to make. Guys, I got to be honest with you anymore. The crap is so thick. I'm getting ready to take my waders off. I mean, it's that simple. People are being duped by this sequestering. We'll speak on that subject as well. Hang on, folks. We'll be right back. Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 links. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait. Use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We are back. Andy Hoffman is with us, as well as Paul Drockton. And, gentlemen, I guess Friday's the day. Dollar value are they trying to save here?
John, if you take a look at the budget, the federal budget for the last 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, and you look at this sequestering that they're talking about right now, well, to give you some numbers, in 2010, the federal budget was $3.6 trillion. In 2011, it was $3.8 trillion. 2012, proposed was $3.7 trillion. And 2013 is supposed to be $3.8 trillion. Now, to put that in perspective, in 2008, the federal budget was $2.9 trillion. So we've had almost $500 billion of growth under Obama, or should I say $1 trillion growth under Obama. And we're talking about with this sequestering, they're talking about cutting. It's $1.3 trillion over 9 years, which comes out to a little bit less than $200 billion a year. So we're not even talking about rolling back the growth of the federal budget for the last 4 years.
Well, and I've also noticed something else. It's now time to amp up. We've got to go after Iran over its nuclear facilities. There's a story posted on the website that came from the AEIA people, or the Atomic Energy, whatever. I think it's called Association now. But at any rate, these are the people that have gone over there with the sand dunes, fine-tooth comb, looked at their nuclear facilities, know exactly what they're producing and what they're producing it for. This is low-grade uranium for isotopes, for medical research, and also for their nuclear power plants that they're building. And the AEIA, or whatever the heck it is, just gave them a clean bill of health. I tune into the Fox, F-A-U-X, network this morning. You know, Neocon Central. That's what conservative newsmaking is in this country, the face of Fox. And person after person coming up and saying that, you know, they're real close. They can go like this with building a bomb. We need to apply more sanctions. Well, you know, guys, sanctions are an act of war. Obviously, the sanctions haven't driven Iran into the sand dunes the way they were proposed to. So now we got to do harsher. Now we got John Kerry in the mix. And supposedly, there's going to be some kind of a deal made. Guys, you know, I'm not, I don't have an undergraduate in studies in international affairs, but since when is it kosher, and I use that term loosely, when is it kosher to declare war on a country that has done you no harm?
Well, let me go back to the sequester, because I wanted to throw in my 2 cents.
Please.
Which is about the equivalent of what this sequester is compared to the size of the budget. I'm looking at a chart showing how it's about 5% of the deficit. It's about 1% of the national debt. But again, this is just 1 year. Remember when we were out of the fiscal cliff in December, it was going to be $160 billion. But with the fiscal cliff deal, what they didn't tell you is they cut the sequester amount down to only $85 billion. So what really, you know, Paul was talking about $1.4 trillion over 10 years. It's really less than a trillion now over 10 years. So it's just a measly $80 billion they're talking about, and they're talking about it as if it's Armageddon, because it will be 700,000 or 800,000 jobs. It's absolutely nothing. But for a country that's already on the verge of collapse economically, it could be what drives us over the edge, which is why I firmly believe that in the next 2 or 3 days, it will be some kind of budget, or I should say fiscal cliff deal too, because the country is so fragile right now, it literally can't handle this measly $85 billion of spending. And when you go to Iran, I mean, to me, it's just no different than the WMDs with Iraq. It's just all lies. We want war. Look, because we just ended the Iraq war, so now we need a new one.
Andy, let me just throw something in here. I mean, yeah. When you take a look at the premise that this budget cut is actually going to hurt us, what you're basically conceding is that the only way that we can survive as a nation economically is through government spending. And if that is the case, then it doesn't matter what they do. However, I do agree with you that they're going to end up coming to some kind of deal, because if you take a look at what they've done with the stock market, is it's in crisis mode once again. So they are clearly blackmailing the middle class into getting on the horn, calling their congressman and saying, please don't do any spending cuts because it's going to be devastating to the economy, which is a load of BS. The reality is, if you take a look at the gross domestic product of this country, we're talking $25, $26, $27 trillion. And the reality is that $200 billion that the government is taking to spend on whatever could be better used by the private sector anyway. I mean, tax cuts save economies, not increased federal spending.
Well, and gentlemen, I mean, if we want to continue to play empire, and that's laughable, because anybody that's ever tried to do this, what ends up happening to them? They get extended too far. The cost, not only in dollars or monetary value, it exceeds their aspirations. Just ask jolly old England. The sun never set on their empire at one time. Well, where are they at now? And are they any better off financially than we are? Well, of course not. But there are underlying reasons why that has happened. But this, you know, if the military, and I had a long conversation with Ron Paul quite a while ago up in Dallas, Texas, about the military, where he wasn't for cutting national defense. And a lot of people get this stuff confused because the media never really spells this stuff out to people. If we're going to continue to play empire and go flip countries, well, then you better come up with the money in which to do it. If you're lining people's pockets for the logistics and the supply to do these wonderful democratizing deeds, well, then do a realignment on your budget. Do we need 900 military bases in 133 countries around the world? Obviously, you have some fat there that you can cut. If you want to continue your illegal, unconstitutional, undeclared wars, well, then realign your own budgets.
But you're talking about common sense, right?
Well,
that's not something we do in this country.
But they're maintaining. Here's the thing, Andy. They're maintaining status quo, and there is a reason. There is a mindset in Washington, D.C. There is a reason why the Democratic Congress never came up with a budget plan. There is a reason why Washington is acting the way it does. They already know. You see, here's the dichotomy. The people in Washington already know it's a lost cause. The people in this country keep asking the government to help do something in creating jobs. You're asking the wrong people. These are the people that cost us jobs. Either we have a free market or we do not. And whether we're talking, hold on, Paul, either we're talking Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, the $122 trillion that these yahoos decide is to dig a hole. Remember, guys, in 1968, Medicaid was only going to cost the American taxpayers $12 billion. What's it up to per year now? $600 million? $700 million? They've screwed the pooch so bad on this, now we've got to float an idea like Obamacare, and then supposedly the conservative governors are starting to roll over on that one, going, okay, wait a minute, we're not going to fight Obamacare. Gentlemen, there is a different mindset in Washington, and this is my proclamation. They know that it's unfixable. So why do you have to come up with a budget? Why do you have to talk about serious budget cuts? Why do you have to discuss these things in earnest? They're showing us what they're producing. They're producing
nothing. We don't have a budget. How could you have budget cuts without a budget?
Well,
it's been 4 years.
Well, the irony of the whole argument is we go back to the Boston Tea Party, which the Tea Party claims to be founded upon. And the Boston Tea Party was about the East India Tea Company coming in, dumping product on U.S. soil with a decree from King George that gave them basically free access to our markets. In other words, King George removed the protective tariffs for the American tea distribution and permitted the East India Tea Company to come in and dump their product for free. Now, the colonists met them at the harbor, boarded the ships, three of them dumped the tea in the harbor because there was no tariff on it and because they couldn't compete. Now, reality dictates that if we again look at history, the federal government was able to finance everything for all the way up until about 1820, almost up to the Civil War, on protective tariffs. So the real issue we have in this country is that we've turned into what the colonists basically launched the Boston Tea Party to prevent. We are the world's dumping ground for cheap manufactured goods. We've exported our industrial base. We no longer tax imports. And in reality, you take a look at progressing countries like China. China has a 25% tariff on American automobiles. So if you want to buy an American car in China and you want to import it from the United States, there's a 25% tariff on it.
Well, and turnabout should be fair play. But we're not going to do that with our good Chinese buddies. Don't you remember what the Republicans said over a decade ago? That if we do business with China, the people themselves in this business is going to change the mindset of the communist Chinese government.
Let me just add in here. I mean, tying this together, because we can never do these things again, we gave away our industry to China. They'd have taken it anyway, but we gave it away and it's permanently gone. We are now in the business of military, which is why Obama, when he's pleading today for the 10th day in a row for this sequester to be ended, for God forbid, this $85 billion, he's talking about we won't have military readiness if we don't get this money. We already spend more than the next 15 countries combined. And we need military readiness, according to President Obama.
More war on the ragheads for stuff that they're not doing to us? Ah, yeah. Tell you what, gentlemen, we've got to take this break. We'll come back in a few minutes. Take your phone calls as well. right after this.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to santabarbarabells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Well, let's put a few things in context here. Lawrence Kotlikoff, economics chairman of Boston U, he's written abundantly on the subject, offers up a shocking response to how close to a $51 trillion fiscal gap there really is. He said, to give you an idea how big the problem is, you'd have to have an immediate and permanent 78% hike in federal income tax. More than double the payroll tax, immediately and forever, from 15.3% of wages to nearly 32%. Raise income taxes by two-thirds, roughly 78%, immediately and forever. Cut Social Security and Medicare benefits by 45%, immediately and forever. Well, when Ms. Lockhead wrote that column in September of 2004, the national debt created by Congress demanded by voters, now, I have a little problem with demanded by voters, but he was $7.3 trillion. Today, it's $16.5 trillion, with roughly 25 million unemployed Americans who make no contributions by way of taxes. Today, that $51 trillion fiscal gap is now, and remember I said 2004, that fiscal gap now is $122 trillion. Social Security, Medicare, and did you forget the liabilities created by Bush Jr. and the Republican-controlled Congress for free prescription drugs? That program is now $21.4 trillion in liabilities. And keep in mind, as I said on yesterday's program, we pay 50% more for prescription drugs above any other country, the cheapest next country on the list, 50% more. Your bill for that debt, $1.1 million. Your bill for the national debt, $146,573. Now, guys, Medicare and Medicaid enrollees now outnumber full-time private sector workers. In 2011, according to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, there were 70.4 million people who enrolled in Medicare for at least 1 month. And there were also 48.849 million people enrolled in Medicare. Now, that gave Medicare and Medicaid a gross combined enrollment of 119 million people in 2013. We're talking better than one-third the population of this country. And it is now, some people would argue that it's an entitlement because they did pay into it. Now, when you look at this scenario, and they're talking about a few billion dollars, when we're talking 122, gentlemen, they realize the situation is out of control. That's why we're not getting anything meaningful out of Washington, D.C. What are they going to say to us? That every program that we've ever set up has been leaning us toward bankruptcy. Remember 1968, I said $12 billion for Medicare and Medicaid? What is it now? Astronomical.
And even those numbers underestimate the reality. We're actually at $16.6 trillion, by the way, as we've already ticked off $200 billion of new debt this year. That doesn't include the $5 trillion of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac debt, which is off balance sheet, the $3 trillion of state debts, which are not ever talked about, the municipal debt. And this very Lawrence Kotlikoff is the guy who said that unfunded liabilities a few years back were $220 trillion. And then, of course, as you say, we have the demographic hell of our aging population as the baby boomers move into their prime medical years, which is going to be the same exact disaster that has happened in Japan. I mean, it's the same thing that happened with Social Security. And frankly, the only way to get around it until the dollar collapses is to print money.
Well, you take a look at the figures, and we're talking that revenues for the federal government are $2.45 trillion, and 46% of that comes from income taxes, 34% from Social Security taxes, corporate taxes 9.9, other 9.3. And you look at expenses, we're spending $3.54 trillion per year, so we're running a $1 trillion budget deficit just running the federal programs. In addition to that, if you take a look at our imports versus our exports, we've got $1.564 trillion going out of this country. We've got $2.29 trillion coming in. So just imagine for a second if we actually were keeping $3.7, $3.8 trillion in this economy instead of
sending it overseas.
Exactly.
You know, and that's if you believe the numbers that the government tells you.
Well,
exactly.
Something has to break here, and you said the proper wordage there, Andy. It's out of control, and the only thing that they know how to do at this point is the same damn thing that they've done in Japan, and Japan has been on the brink for two decades now.
And look at it today.
Yeah.
Look at what's going on today. The yen is down 20% in the last 3 months, care of Shinzo Abe, who, by the way, was the prime minister only about 6 years ago, so they reelected him to screw up again.
Well, but here's the problem. The people have been given scenarios that no matter what the plan is, it's unworkable. It is the debt. Where does the debt come from? The debt comes from dealing with the funny money people.
Yeah, you're right. It's interest basically on our currency, interest on the loans that we borrow from them in order to fund all these government programs that they're creating, interest on the debt that we borrow from them in order to fund our global military expansion programs. The list goes on and on. They want us to spend money.
All right. 800-313-9443 is the call-in number. I have Andy Hoffman with me today and Paul Drockton. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. 800-313-9443. The reason why they're not serious about fixing anything in Washington, they can't fix something that's permanently broke.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Andy, I said on yesterday's program, and I've said this many times before, it's not constitutional for the government to be involved in retirement benefits or playing around in the medical field. Now, I've told people how much they were told that this program is going to cost us every year when they first started it. Well, that's got a little out of control. And the people that are dependent on Medicare and Medicaid right now, there's not a whole lot of avenues that they can do other than accept this. Now, if you sign up for your Social Security benefits, that automatically enrolls you into Medicare, whether you can pay for your own health insurance or not. Doesn't matter to the government. And Andy, what I proposed was that they just finally decide that this program is too big, too costly, too much fraud. The government bureaucrats are involved. It has gotten out of control, so we're going to do away with it. But nobody panic, because the people that are currently in Medicare and Medicaid, they will be paid off until they shuffle off the mortal coil. Same with Social Security benefits. You know, there's no law requiring that you sign up for a Social Security number. But yet, they make sure that you do this to the point they're even assigning your babies the Social Security numbers at the hospital, already giving them the government number. Andy, what do you think of the idea of just cutting this program out, paying off the existing people who are in it? Let the government come up with some way to find the funding, maybe stopping endless military wars and adventurism, or whatever the case may be. Start charging tariffs to the wonderful Chinese, however it's done.
No, we're in the age of big government. Just like fiat currency, by nature, is a Ponzi scheme. It must grow larger. A dying empire, the government must grow larger to maintain its people, to keep them in order. And that's why they must keep food stamps going. They must keep all the government programs, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. They, God forbid, should lay off a couple thousand people from the military with the sequester, because literally we will have massive social unrest if any of these programs are cut. And the only way to keep them going is to print money until the system goes. And it will go, of course. And when it does, you're going to see, I mean, look to Greece. I mean, it's a simple example of what happens when the government implodes on itself. And it's only a matter of time before the holder of the world's reserve currency, you know, until the contagion goes up the totem pole to get us. They will never stop any of these programs, ever.
Well, and the eventuality of this, and we, gentlemen, we all here assembled know that spending money that they don't have, borrowing on the credit of the United States, this $16.5-17 trillion deficit they're talking about, supposedly the national debt, which is laughable. This is what they've sold off in bonds. This is just the current go-round. But the accumulated debt and the obligations of the federal government, well over $200 trillion, enough is enough. Enough is enough. But what they're going to keep doing is monetizing the debt, destroying what's left of the dollar, and it's going to be jobless time. It's going to be economic chaos time in this country. There is no way out of this. There is not some kind of magical fix, gentlemen, that they can implement that's going to prevent the collapse of not only this market, Wall Street, but the markets around the world. Where did the problem come from?
John, one of the things about, you brought up Japan earlier, and one of the things about Japan is the people of Japan had a savings rate anywhere from 10 to 15%. So they were savers. I mean, so when we talk about a 20% devaluation of their currency, they took a 20% hit to their savings and their retirement.
Sure.
And I'll be honest, I'm surprised they aren't having riots just over that fact. And well, that the political system over there continues. The United States, we don't save money. Our savings rate is less than 1%. Because we're used to inflation, we become accustomed to it. So I think the challenge we're going to be facing in the future is government checks keeping up with the increased cost of goods and services.
Andy, any which way you crunch the numbers, I mean, any blue sky scenario that you can come up with, there is no way to get around this, is there?
No, I mean, you look at Japan. Yeah, they were savers, and now they're old. I wrote a piece called Demographic Hell last year because now those people in Japan can't save anymore. They desperately need that money to live on. And now that the government just took 20% out of it right away, plus they're in a massive depression and they're losing their market share to China, they're screwed. Here we are in the United States, just 10 years younger than Japan, except we have no savings. So it's only going to be that much worse for us. We have a much bigger population, less savings, and we have the king of money printing. We have the king of the printing presses, Ben Bernanke, who today, by the way, said that he has the best inflation record of any Fed chairman since World War II. And to answer your question about how did this all start, it started on August 15th, 1971, when the U.S. had only $300 billion of debt from the prior 200 years, and now it has these hundreds of trillions of dollars all accumulated since we went off the gold standard.
I would go back to 1913 is when it all started.
Yeah, that's fair.
I mean, we're talking about the Federal Reserve and they've been doing. I mean, the reality is, if you take a look at what happened during the 60s, is we had Lyndon Baines Johnson's Great Society program, which kicked in. We had the Vietnam War, kind of a double whammy. And then if you go and take a look at what happened during the 70s and the 80s, we had the financial fraud with the savings and loan fiasco that put us behind the eight ball. Of course, during Reagan's term, he wanted to outspend the Soviet Union as far as military, supposedly spending them into bankruptcy. And now we find ourselves in the same situation. Our problem in this country is we're just not producing anything anymore. 75% of our economy is, or actually it's 79.6% of our economy is so-called services.
Yep, and that only depends on service to continue and that job sector, the service job sector, to continue is if there is a middle class left that's doing any business. How many unessential goods and services are out there in the marketplace? When we have pockets full of money, we buy stuff we don't need. Okay? That's a fact. When the economy goes south, and it's gone, we've gone through so many dips in the last 30, 40 years, people intrinsically, I mean, this is part of their psyche. Their discretionary spending starts to shrink. They start to hold on to their money a little bit tighter, as they should. But when everybody is flush with cash, they spend money. Now we're engineered, as you said, 79% into a service sector economy that is not sustainable. If you look at the business closures in this country, it's all middle-class mom-and-pop operations. And if they are still in manufacturing, who are they competing with? They're competing with companies that moved to China, that moved their finished goods back into this country without any tariffs or taxes or any penalties whatsoever. And that unto itself is unfair competition to stateside businesses. So that the fix has been put in. What we're just literally doing is walking through and identifying the bodies in the pile.
Well, John, the other thing, too, is if you take a look at the service industry, that includes government jobs. So, what percentage of Americans work for the federal government, state government, local government, county government? How many of them work for different agencies in the government, different bureaucracies? I mean, the reality is much of the service that we provide is government and bureaucracy.
Well, by the way, gentlemen, before we take calls here, I just wanted to remind people there's a thing called CBE that's popping up. I was happening to watch a rerun on C-SPAN the other day. And the think tank boys are out there in full force trying to start up another Freddie or Fannie Mae. And they're going to call it, I think it's CME. So here's another government-backed, public, supposed private partnership. And God knows what's going to come out of that. I don't even know. But the fact is that it just scared the hell out of me. Because I saw what they did with Freddie and Fannie. Oh, by the way, probably another reason that we've got to go after Iran and just blow that country apart. Well, you know what they did the other day? They executed four bankers. And we can't have examples of that of Iceland or the towelheads over in Iran, you know, how strict they are, you know, lobbing off people's hands for stealing and killing bankers that are stealing from people. We can't have that precedent out there in front of the American people because I think it's an idea whose time has come. Andy, how many people have gone to jail over the greatest ripoff that we've ever witnessed in our entire lives?
Just Bernie Madoff. And by the way, going to Iran, we have to bomb them for our other only significant business, which is, of course, the military. We make lots of missiles, and we need to shoot them at somebody.
John,
otherwise, we can't replace the inventory.
Yeah. John in Austin. Hello, John.
Hello, gentlemen. It's your favorite jackbooted ex-employee. Listen, I got something for you to think about. While all this has been going on, the payout to the Medicare, Medicaid, their recipients is nothing, really, in the grand scheme of things. The number of beneficiaries in those programs, Medicaid, Medicare, SSI, multiply that number by about 8, maybe 10, and you'll have the number of state and federal employees administering programs for these people. The middle class, I mean, we're talking hundreds and hundreds of thousands of jobs nationwide that pay a really good wage and have benefits, some more security than a lot of things, and that's why trying to disassemble that monster is going to be a bear. Well, they're going to bite you tooth and toenail for it.
Well, and the same argument can be made for dismantling the Federal Reserve System in this country. Is it going to hurt? Oh, yeah. Will it bring on probably the second Great Depression, only of greater breadth and depth than anybody could ever imagine? Yeah, of course it will. But, you know, here's the question. Do you want a slow death or do you want a fast death? You know, the only way to get over the mourning process is to actually show me a corpse. And I'll get over it. We will get over it. If this system collapses in this country, what we need is a replacement system, of which nobody's talking about because they're not even talking about what's at fault with the original system. So, yeah, and I'm sure, John, you're probably absolutely correct that a lot of jobs will be lost if we dump this Medicare and Medicaid. But here's what we have to look at. More bureaucrats and more governmental employees, whether it be federal or state, doesn't matter, in on the distribution of money that the government shouldn't be taking in the first place.
Agreed, John. Agreed. I'm just saying that they're going to fight you for it,
well,
for that turf. And you know, because this is how the government was able to absorb so many unemployed. And so we created an industry off the poor. There's no real motivation by the government to get people off welfare rolls, to get people off Medicare, whatever, because it's job security.
Well,
for those agencies.
Well, and it's as the facts come into view here, we understand what the economic projections are because we can add and we can subtract. We know what the projections are going into the future. You want to talk about sustainability? This thing ran out of sustainability years ago.
Agreed, John.
I'm not arguing with you.
No.
I'm just telling you that we either have to do away with the thinking that entitlements that the government can keep absorbing, and all this is a wealth distribution program. More taxes being paid in. More monies have to go into the coffer. For what? To badly mismanage? To waste? You know, what is it, $40, $50 billion a year in Medicare fraud and waste, of which you're well aware of? Times that by how many times, how many years since the program was instituted?
It's amazing, yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, John, I appreciate your call, sir.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Renee in North Carolina. Hello, Renee.
Yes. You know, this is how government workers divide things up. Assets for me, liabilities for you. Assets for me, liabilities for you. You know, I remember a long time ago when I first started listening to Patriot Radio and I heard about the CAFA reports and Walter Burian, I thought, now these people are bat you-know-what crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But I took accounting. So I went to the library, and I requested the CAFA reports, and I was in for the shock of my life. The thing is, we're not broke. They've just hidden the assets, and they just keep waving all the liabilities in front of our face, because if they show us the assets, they want to just, an anaconda or something, just keep squeezing us until the last penny falls out of us. And they can only do that, but they don't want to really be honest about it, so they're going like, oh, you know, we really don't want to, but, you know, we're just going to have to tax you more.
Yeah.
But the thing is, everything they have said is a lie. And the thing is, it's just, you know, everything is about their job security, and, you know, that's why crime is never fixed in this country, because if they fixed it, then they'd be out of a job.
Well,
the same thing with immigration, the same thing with everything. All these people care about is they really make the mess so that you feel you have to have them to clean it up.
Sure.
You know, and that's why we have the FBI framing all these people to turn these poor people into supposed terrorists. The thing is, if we could figure out a way to claw back what they have stolen from us, our parents, and our grandparents, we'd never have to pay a tax again.
Well, Renee, I would agree with you on everything except for one thing. They do not have assets that they're hiding. They did not take our assets and hide them away. They took them and spent them. They are as broke can be. The liabilities, as you say, are expanding exponentially. The assets are not. The manufacturing base is gone. The gold is gone. And the printing press is only making things worse.
Well, I tell you what, people like Walter Burian could explain that a lot better than I can. But I know I did go and look at those CAFA reports, those comprehensive annual financial reports. And what I saw, from what I know of accounting, he's telling the truth. We just have to figure out a way for them to get them to give it back so we can pay off all this debt and quit this ridiculous game they're playing.
Renee, what they've done is they've simply have, the government is a way to transfer wealth from the 97% to the 3%. That's what we need to remember. They do have assets. It's just the government doesn't have it. They have assets. The people behind the government, the Federal Reserve bankers, they have plenty of assets. They have plenty of gold, plenty of silver, plenty of land, plenty of factories and industries. Them and their globalist partners basically have robbed 97% of the wealth from us.
Renee,
hang on a second.
Hang on a second. We've got to take this break. 800-313-9443. We'll take your calls. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Back. Renee, there's something going on with your phone. I'm getting the Donald Duck effect off of your phone. Yeah, dear, is there anything else you wanted to add?
Yeah, just like I said, I understand that this sounds crazy. Okay, it sounded crazy to me when I first heard about it.
Yeah.
But there's a 2-hour and 16-minute video called The Biggest Game in Town about the government CAFA wealth Shell Game by Walter Burian. Like I said, and I understand this sounds bizarre. It sounded bizarre to me, too. But after you look into this and you understand that all these government employees that run every little local municipality, this goes on the federal, state, and local level, and then they buy up a lot of, they own most of the stock market, okay? And the blue chip stocks and stuff. And when you start looking into this, like, say, I know it sounds nuts, but until you look into it, listen to Walter Burian, and like I say, if people have never heard about this before, yes, I know it's shocking, but give it a listen, okay?
Renee, the information about Walt Burian has been around for a number of years, and people are aware of that.
Well, like I say, from, you know, not the people that continually say how broke we are, because actually, if we can claw the assets back, or expose them with all that they've been pilfering and setting aside for themselves, like you said, you know, as Walter Burian explains it, you know, we would not only not have to pay taxes, they'd be sending us a check every month.
Don't count on that one.
I know, exactly. Right. That's the big if we could get them to give it back.
Sure. All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Renee. Appreciate it. Yeah, the CAFIRs, that refers to state-held assets, and I understand perfectly what she's talking about. That they keep crying foul. But what about the assets that the state holds? Well, what are those assets, and who are they to be given back to? Who controls them, and are they of any value? Well, if they are of value, and the states need money, and they actually have assets in which they could sell off, does that include infrastructure? Does that also include utilities or roadways or whatever the case may be? We've seen this privatization move in the United States because, well, if you can't pay your rent, what do you have to do? You have to move a roommate in, don't you, to defer cost. Well, that's the idea about bringing in foreign investment into this country, which has always been there, but not to the degree you're seeing it now. And by the way, it's bargain basement prices.
Yeah, but what are they going to do? They're going to sell off government buildings for dollars and then just print more dollars? I mean, what's the point? Well, of course they have, quote, assets, but they have vastly more liabilities. And sure, all of their assets, what are they going to do? Well, I mean, it's just so ridiculous.
Well, look at public lands. Look at the leases on public lands. Look at the oil leases. Look at the mineral leases. I'll give you a classic example. I mean, I could spend, and I've done numerous articles on this, on the Barrick Gold connection to the politicians in the United States and in Canada. And the reality is that these individuals were able to get literally billions and billions of dollars of gold from public lands because they had the in. So I know what she's talking about. Yeah. Now, she's talking about the annual financial reports, and those will show you what they report as assets. And trust me, the ones they really have, it's a lot more there.
Andy Hoffman, your website, sir?
MilesFranklin.com.
And I appreciate your time spending with us a couple times a month. We'll see you back here in a couple of weeks.
Absolutely. Nice talking to you guys.
All right, Andy, thank you so much. Appreciate your contribution to the program today. We'll continue on the other side with Paul Drockton and myself. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. And we'll try to continue to make sense out of things that absolutely do not make any sense. Now, there is a plan afoot, but a lot of people are not going to like it because too many people are in on the take and the benefit. What is our government supposed to be doing and what they're not supposed to be doing? You know, there is a thou shalt not list, but they don't know that in Washington, or at least they have forgotten it.